meow. I'll feed you catnip and sweet milk from the cow. Felix, Felix, in our backyard, you can hang up your hat. Make your pillow underneath a pussy willow. Felix, Felix the cat.
This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just wanna hug all of them, but I can't. Can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats. I'm thinking about cats again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have some. I think about how cute they are and how their ears and the whiskers and the nose. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just wanna hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats, but I can't hug every cat.
Kitty cat sitting in the parking lot. Sun's beating down and her pussy got hot, hot pussy. Just a friendly little cat. Meow. Hot pussy. The kitty cat climbed up on my front step. The rain was beating down and the pussy got wet, wet pussy. Just a friendly little cat. Meow. Hot, wet pussy. The kitty cat got to my liquor last night. I drank all my whiskey and the pussy got tight, tight pussy. Just a friendly little cat. Meow. Ooh, hot, wet pussy. Kitty cat climbed into my rocking chair. Right so long that it lost its hair. Bald pussy. Just a friendly little cat. Meow. Hot, wet, tight, bald pussy. Meow. Hot, wet, tight, bald pussy. Yeah, kitty, 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 kitty. Hot, wet, tight, bald pussy. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Bones. I've noticed that you're spending quite a bit of time with Bernard, and I think it's time that I told you the rules of friendship. Rule number one, be picky. I know you don't care as much for Snoop Frog, and I saw you actually pee on Larry, so I'm assuming the two of you aren't that tight. But that's okay. A friend to all is a friend to none. Aristotle said that. He was this little Pekingese that lived next door. I think he's dead now. He's a smart dog. Although I did see him eat a sock once. Rule number two. Friends are there in times of need. Because of some strange malady or curse, our human friend is rendered completely unconscious each night. And as friends, we must do everything we can. That's right, kitten. Classic CPR. One lick on the nose for every three breaths. And then, wait, what are you doing? That's hair. What are you trying to, you're trying to resuscitate hair. If those don't work, try warming the gigantic head. Just remember, kitten, every morning when she wakes up, it's because we saved her life. Rule number three. You have to set limits. You know, I like a belly rub as much as the next cat, but when it's over, it's over. If they don't get the hint from Crazy Eyes, then you get out of there and you present them the butt. A reminder that they have to be friends with all of you, not just the soft parts. And that, kitten, is why we sit with our bums pointed to the things we love. There's an old cat saying that goes, until you've puked on the floor and they've stepped in it, you don't know the depth of your friendship. It's a very literal metaphor, isn't it? Rule number four. Be assertive. If you need something out of the friendship, you take it. The human doesn't get this at all, by the way. I mean, there's times when she calls me, and I'm like, seriously? I'm 5 feet away. You know, if you want it, come and get it. Rule number five. Talking is overrated. The mouth hole is where the food goes. And nothing shows that the human loves us more than her offerings of moist, delicious wet food. It says so much more than she could ever say. And I reciprocate. I've brought them 2 mice, 4 crickets, and a half-eaten spider. Don't ask long story. But trust me, based on how fast they grab those things off the floor, I think that they appreciate it. Rule number six. What is that? A little catnip. What the heck? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Why does the air taste purple? Hey, little Tinkerbell. Where you going with that tiny hammer? Why is there three of you? Queen Elizabunny, you were my closest friend.
Where's the bunny? Oh, it's you. Sorry about that. I must have passed out. Rule number seven. Friendships do have a kind of rhythm. Sometimes you might need some alone time. Even a lot of alone time. You know, become friends with you. And sometimes, you and your friends might drift apart. But even then, with your best friends, when you need them, you'll find each other again. And you won't have to say a single word. That's nice. So is this a good time to tell you that while I was on catnip, I may or may not have pooped in one of your shoes? And I'm not sure which one.
I have an old maid to stalk. She's crazy, almost cat. She wears her hair just painted down, for she's afraid of rats. She's got the neighbors talking, and they don't think she's right. For you can hear her calling cat at any time of night. Just a little bit, that's enough of it.
Kill,
just a little bit, that's enough of it. Well, right beneath my window at 12 o'clock of night, they either serenade the moon or else they'll have a fight. I'll come on Mr. Dog and call each one by name. Someday she'll lose her pussy cat if she keeps up that game. Just a little bit, that's enough of it.
Dr. Nack's tomcat stayed out late last night. He wasn't treating his pussycat right. But old Tom got home, fur began to fly. Says, cool down, mama, let me tell you why. When the fort last night, when the fort last night, when the fort last night, through the break of daylight. Cat throw back her paw. She popped old Tom right on the jaw. Says, old Tom, you've been running around. You've been doing the twist with every cat in town. In the fort last night, well, the fort last night, well, the fort last night, through the break of daylight. cat put old Tom in jail. No one dared to go his bail to put another pussycat in the very same cell. Old Tom said, Mama, we're doing swell in the fort last night. Well, the fort last night. Well, the fort last night to the break of daylight.
On my cat's birthday, the mice did sway and the squirrels did dance around. Dogs went nuts when they heard such fuss, hustled out the party down. The little birds tap danced all around the ants, moving in a conga line. Weasel band played, ladybugs made, crocus and azalea wine. Sitting at the tables in their pirate blouses, guess they got the furniture from out of their houses. Out back at the volleyball, toads had to argue every call. Crow showed up in the cop outfits, holsters sliding off their hips. Deer hung back by the garden shed, turkey scratched in the flower pit. On my cat's birthday, the birthday cake was several stories high. Cats ate down along the ground, birds ate in the sky. Then the squirrels ate two from the edge of the roof until they finally jumped right in. But the band played on till the cake was gone, we'll never see another again. The catnip came and it all went south. Where did that goldfinch get that mouth? Dogs growling over bones they'd buried. Rabbit and Robin got married. Band started singing about love so deep. Guest of honor drifted off to sleep. Curled around another old cat dream. And that's how Penrod turned 15.
attack. I tell you to train your cat, train your cat, train your cat. Pulling up my toes, jumping on me, and the pussy too fat. I tell you to T-R-A-I-N your cat. Don't take your pussy inside a bathroom looking dirty like that. My place. So please tell her, train your cat, train your cat, train your cat. Keep it fresh and clean, well groomed, cause you're showing off your pussy. Cat, T-R-A-I-N, your cat. Can't have the thing up and down all over, tongue running wild like that. I'm telling you, train it. You better restrain it. I'm begging you, train it. You better restrain it.
I've got an old tomcat. When he steps out, all the pussycats in the neighborhood, they begin to shout. Here comes Ringtail Tom, he's stepping around the town. And if you got your heat turned on, you better turn your damper down. Yodelady, hey, yodelady, yo, yodelady. Ringtail Tom on the fence, the old pussycat on the ground. Ringtail Tom come off of that fence and they went around and around. Lord, he's quick on the trigger, he's a natural born crack shot. He finds a new target every night and he sure does practice a lot. Yodelady, hey, yodelady, yo, yodelady. He makes them a roust about, he makes them roll their eyes. They just can't resist my Ringtail Tom, no matter how hard they try. You better watch old Ringtail Tom, he's boss round town. He won't have no pussycat, a tomcatting round. Yodelady, hey, yodelady, yo, yodelady. Ringtail Tom is the stuff, he struts around the town. All the pussycats in the neighborhood can't get old Ringtail down. He's always running around, just can't be satisfied. He goes out every night with a new one by his side. Yodelady, hey, yodelady, yo, yodelady.
Does. this is what he does. Amazing cut.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to another cat edition of The Bit Slapper. Now, originally, I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to do a cat show. I had something else in mind. But then it occurred to me that, yeah, it is Cat Day coming up, and I do kind of owe a special sort of tribute to my dearly departed little buddy, Lucy. We had to put Lucy down in November. 2 days after my Mets got blown out in the World Series. This is not a good week. But we put Lucy down on November 3rd. It was a bad day all around. And, you know, it's kind of been empty without her ever since. So this show's dedicated to Lucy. I don't think I'll have another one for quite a while because I'm really kind of... I'm not scraping the bottom of the barrel. If you heard what I got left in the pending file, you would be like, oh, please don't. But I did find a bunch of new stuff for this week, and I'm proud to share them with you. Lucy would be proud. We heard from Felix the Cat, that was a Paul Whiteman Orchestra, with a vocal from Austin Young in the Ancient Times of 1928. We heard from Kara Hartman remixing the eHarmony video that Debbie put out about why she loves every cat. Kitty Cat was Square One. We'll hear from him again in a second. The Kitty Cat song was Person or Persons Unknown. Ann Jones, after that, who was obviously unclear on the concept, has a song called If I Was a Cat. And if you listen to that cat, you'll know she's totally ignorant of cats. All right? So, but I threw it in. A series of things was made by the Friskies people. We heard a couple last year. This was Dear Kitten regarding friendship. There's another one coming up. Pussycat Rag was Poke Miller and his Old South Quartet from 1909 or so. Parks and Rose after that. Don't do that to the poor pussycat. Followed by Frank Rice and Dr. Nax, Tomcat. Frank Dykus after that, the Frady Cat. My Cat's Birthday was Cheryl Wheeler. Sherwayne Winchester after that, the Pussycat. And the Tomcat Blues was Dan D. Don't forget the D. Dan D. Durgis, Triple D. And then Amazing Cat, you won't believe what he does, from Parry Grip, an internet specialty, if ever there was one. So, okay, so we got some more. Like I said, this one's for my executive producer here in Applewood. That was Lucy. We haven't filled that position yet. If you have any cats, do you think you could handle it? Let me know. In the meantime, we'll just get back to it.
Leo, Diana, Jackie, Grace, Marilyn.
You better get your attitude or you will see some catitude. Cause I brought the catwalk, making all the humans talk.
I put the L in elegant, the diva isn't arrogant.
Don't you know this person's fly? Point my tail into the sky.
Do you want my fur, fur? Better pet my fur, fur. Want to pet my fur like that? Better order poopy cat.
I'll make you get the dog for me. Just to make you do more for me.
This right ain't for human pets. You stay home.
Fur like that.
and wave them like you just don't care. If you got a poopy cat, then you know where it's at. Let me hear you say, all right.
Careful what you're doing in the dark. Tiny eyes watching every part. Every time that they scan your face, he's listening to your beating heart. He's a mean feline and he's ready for a night of creepy spying. And he's steady on all four of his feet and his paws with his little kitty jaws. Better hope he doesn't want to bite. My cat knows what you do in the dark. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission. And he's made his decision to stalk you. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission. And he's made his decision to stalk you. Kitties like to purr when you pet. When they get sick, you need to take them to the vet. I buy the freshest cuts of meat and then I feed him some fish. Because he won't eat anything besides his favorite dish. I bought him the best litter box that I could purchase. But he would never use it cause he's nervous. So I let him outside every night. That's what brings out the predator inside. My cat knows what you do in the dark. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission. And he's made his decision to stalk you. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission. And he's made his decision to stalk you. My cat knows what you do in the dark. My cat knows what you do in the dark. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission. And he's made his decision to stalk you. Because he's got night vision on a midnight mission. And he's made his decision to stalk you.
Day 983 of my captivity. My captors continue to taunt me with bizarre little dangling objects. They dine lavishly on fresh meat, while the other inmates and I are fed hash or some sort of dried nuggets. Although I make my contempt for the rations perfectly clear, I nevertheless must eat something in order to keep up my strength. The only thing that keeps me going is my dream of escape. In an attempt to discuss them, I once again vomited on the carpet. Today I decapitated a mouse and dropped its headless body at their feet. I had hoped this would strike fear into their hearts, since it clearly demonstrates what I am capable of. However, they merely made condescending comments about what a good little hunter I am. Bastards. There was some sort of assembly of their accomplices tonight. I was placed in solitary confinement for the duration of the event. However, I could hear the noises and smell the food. I overheard that my confinement was due to the power of allergies. I must learn what this means and how to use it to my advantage. Today, I was almost successful in an attempt to assassinate one of my tormentors by weaving around his feet as he was walking. I must try this again tomorrow, but at the top of the stairs. I am convinced that the other prisoners here are flunkies and snitches. The dog receives special privileges. He is regularly released and seems to be more than willing to return. He is obviously retarded. The bird has got to be an informant. I observe him communicating with the guards regularly. I am certain that he reports my every move. My captors have arranged protective custody for him in an elevated cell. He is safe. For now.
The cat came back, the cat came back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Uncle John had troubles of his own, had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave home. He tried everything he knew to keep the cat away, even gave it to a preacher and he told him for to stay. But the cat came back, the cat came back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. They gave the old cat to the man in a balloon. They told him to leave him with the man in the moon. The balloon, it bursted and everybody said, 10 miles away they picked the man up dead. But the cat came back, the cat came back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Now the farmer on the corner's gonna kill a cat at sight. He loaded up his gun full of nails and dynamite. Well, he waited in the garden till the cat came around. 7 little pieces of the man was all they found. But the cat came back, the cat came back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away. Well, the cat was a terror, and he thought it was best to give him to a fella who was heading out west. The train went around the corner, and it hit a broken rail. Not a soul aboard the train lived to tell the tale. But the cat came back, the cat came back. I thought he was a goner, but the cat came back, 'cause he wouldn't stay away.
Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Itty bitty kitty, catch me a itty bitty mouse. There's a great big shotgun hanging on the wall. There's a great big shotgun hanging on the wall. When you shoot that mouse, he'll jump, holler, and squall. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Itty bitty kitty, catch me a itty bitty mouse. That old tomcat gets around too slow. That old tomcat gets around too slow. He can't catch a mouse, he's done got too old. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Itty bitty kitty, catch me a itty bitty mouse. I love you, honey, don't you do me wrong. I love you, honey, don't you do me wrong. You're gonna wake up and find your big cat gone. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty, come on over to my house. Itty bitty kitty, catch me, itty bitty mouse.
Jerk, cat, jerk, cat.
I'll shred your couch just to sharpen my claws. I'll treat your upholstery like a swimmer in jaws. I'll pounce on people like it was my job. I've been torturing my sins knee-high to a dog. I'm a jerk,
jerk.
I'm a jerk,
jerk.
I treat my owners like my servants. I kick back and relax. I'm a jerk,
a jerk.
I'm a jerk.
Feel like
not water on your keyboard, cause that's my time to shine. I will trash this place, punch your baby in the face. So, come over here for a second. Let me rub your belly. Ow! Oh, that's your way, that's your way. I gotta go out more.
Well, one cat, two cats, three ready jump cats, four cats, five cats, six ready go cats, seven cats, eight. Ready to go. Well, our outfit one, show us fun. Try number two, I learned something new. Roll number three, got the best of me. Caught number four, I burned up the floor. But number five, old man alive. That's five cats down and five to go. Hey, rock, 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 yeah, rock. Now rock, 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 yeah, rock, yeah, rock.
Last night, if you'd asked me, I'd know just where to go. Now I may be old and seen my day. But you little kittens mind what I say. Put your glad rags on and we'll get some thrills. Rocking and rolling at the bottom of the hill. Down at the kitty cat corner. Ooh, the kitty cat corner. Word at the kitty cat corner tonight. Hopping Lucy Lee and old Bigfoot Pete. Cutting out a caper that is really sort of neat. Down kitty cat corner, ooh, the kitty cat corner. We will rock and roll till broad daylight at the kitty cat corner tonight. Kitty, 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 kitty. Kitty, 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 kitty. Daylight at the kitty cat corner tonight. All you crazy cats come and gather round. Listen to the rhythm that is waking up the town. Down at the kitty cat corner. Ooh, the kitty cat corner. Everyone is high, really like a kite at the kitty cat corner tonight. One little, two little, three little kittens. Four little, five little, six little kittens. Seven little, eight little, nine little kittens. Old Tomcat. All those kittens, rockin', rollin', little kittens at the kitty cat corner tonight. At the kitty cat corner tonight.
Dear kitten, after the big game starts, your first instinct will be to find a quiet place to escape the madness. I need to warn you, though, don't go into the bedroom looking for a place to hide. It's horrifying. There's a pile of coats in there. And the people who are wearing them are gone. Evaporated. I dug down all the way to the bottom of those coats once, and there was no sign of life. The only thing that's left is the smell of their armpits. And the coats, which I just mentioned.
I think it's what happens to the losers of the big game. They destroy them with some kind of a ray gun, which I cannot find.
Good question, kitten. What were they doing lying in a giant pile on the bed before they were evaporated? I don't know. Listen, someday I'm going to be gone and you're going to have to figure all this out for yourself. I'm like a Sherpa. Sherpa to the knowledge. And these coats, obviously, are a sign that there was a giant catastrophe here. No pun intended. Because we had nothing to do with it. I don't think. Really, I tell you that there's a room full of evaporated people. And it's the doorbell that scares you. It's a freaking bell. What do you imagine is going to happen? Anyway, like I was saying, don't go into the bedroom.
I don't want to go in there and find just a little pile of your fur and nothing else.
I have grown fond of you.
Oh, that was hard to say. That was... Is it weird I feel like hissing at you right now?
But fine. Fine, I'll say it. I like to lick your face.
I want a lick of your face. I like a lick of your face.
Ooh...
You just got the cutest little face. I just want to lick it.
Ole, ole, ole. Wildcat woman and a tomcat man having a friendly fight. Wildcat woman said the tomcat man been out tomcatting all night. Tomcat man said, that's a lie, prove it if you can. He grabbed a chair and made a pass at her, and then the fight began. Ole, 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 ole. Turned over chairs in the washing tub, water all over the floor. Made a pass and broke a looking glass and bumped her head on the knob of the door. The tomcat man fell over the stove against the foot of the bed, and about that time a quart of milk skinned his lousy head. Oh-de-lay, oh-de-lay, oh-de-lay-de-lay. He looked up just in time to see his wife go down. He made for the door, but he hit the floor, and they went around and around and around. Oh-de-lay, oh-de-lay, oh-de-lay. She got the Charlie horse on him, you oughta heard him squall. He grabbed her by the half the head and bumped her head against the wall. She hit him in the head with a slap from the bed, and he staggered to his feet. He made a pass again, and he hit her on gin, and knocked her out in the street. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady. Her nose was bleeding and his eye was black. Boys, it was a sight. Wildcat woman and a tomcat man put up a pretty good fight. Ole, 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 ole.
Yeah, kitty, 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 kitty. Where is the cat?
you must hold it down.
Get the cat.
Hold it down. When you get the cat, you must hold it down.
Get that cat.
Go. Attack it from the front. Hey, attack it from the back. Attack it from the front. Attack it from the back. Attack it from the front. They tell me, attack it from the back. Attack it from the front. Hey, attack it from the back. Hey, get the cat.
Get the cat. Get the cat. Get the cat.
They know that he ain't no square. He never misses a smart affair. Tabby the cat. He strolls around every single night. And let me say it's the strangest sight. He pats his foot when the rhythm's right. Tabby the cat. He's the playboy of the alley. Running around and doing the darn. And cause he calls Count Basie Pally. All the kittens throw their mittens down whenever he's around. They always bet on the winning team. He knows the inside of every scheme. He leaves the milk, but he takes the cream. Tabby the cat. We'll be right back.
Who's a funny girl?
All right, stop.
Okay, we're back again with another exciting playlist. I know, it's like catnip to your ears. Look at his closure, okay? At least you'll know who these people were, and you can avoid them on the streets, okay? We started with the Poopy Cat Dolls, some kind of takeoff on the Pussycat Dolls. Do You Want My Purr Purr? I guess that's a takeoff of some song of theirs. I am not an authority on Pussycat Dolls. Smooth McGroove after that. Multiple a cappella mixture. My Cat Knows What You Do in the Dark. It's a cover of some other song, which I forgot to write down, so you don't need to know. Right? A couple of excerpts from A Cat Diary from Joel Hart. The Cat Came Back from Sonny James. Can't have a cat show without a version of The Cat Came Back. Sorry, it's a rule. Jimmy Murphy after that, Here Kitty Kitty. Dirt Cat was the Brunswick Project. Brunswick Project is Steve Cruikshank and Joel Buxton. You've heard from them before. Ten Cats Down was the Miller Sisters, followed by Bob Baker and Kitty Cat Corner. And I know, that's two different kinds of cats. Sorry. Another episode of Dear Kitten, this having to do with the disappearing humans. I always wondered about that when I was a kid. Followed by Cliff Carlisle, the Wildcat Woman and the Tomcat Man. Followed by Square One. Again, we heard from him before. This was Pussycat, not Kitty Cat, like we heard before. Tabby the Cat was Anita O'Day with Stan Kenton Orchestra. And then Andre, Mr. Rhythm Williams. And that was A Sweet Little Pussycat, followed by the Sweet Little Pussycat, Lucy, speaking for herself. I want to say a few words about Lucy since this is her show. We were driving around back in 1997. My wife and I were on our way back from something. I wanted to go see the Jets play. It was a Sunday. And we passed the vet's office and said, cat adoptions. So she talked me into turning around, going back and looking. And I'm like, all right, all right. Walk in, and there's a dog going, rip, 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 constantly. There was also a male cat in the corner just kind of taking things in. And there was a little kitten running around who had half a tail. My wife went back to see if there were other things. And I sat down in the chair, and the little cat with a half a tail came up, sat down on my lap and started purring and wanting to go to sleep. Well, that was it. That was Lucy. We took her home and we've never regretted it. Not once in 18 years. Except when the end came. It was a bad ending. Could have been worse. Could have been better. But it just kind of happens that way. Those of you with pets know exactly what I'm talking about. So anyway, I got two more here for you. Come back next week. We'll be setting up for our Valentine's show next week. I know you're curious about that. See you then.
A young cowboy named Jimmy John grew restless on the range. He dressed up on Friday night and headed for the dance. He whistled to his Siamese and all of them came round. But his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your cats to town, son. Leave your cats at home, Jim. Don't take your cats to town." Well, Jimmy John just smiled and said, "Believe me, it's okay. My cats, they are nocturnal beasts and they can find their way. They like to dance, play cards and smoke and toss that whiskey down." But as he left, he heard her say, "Don't take your cats to town, son. Leave your cats at home, Jim. Don't take your cats to town. I hear those cats a-coming, coming across the floor, wearing great big fur coats weighing 30 pounds or more. But I gotta go cats just lie around here, and that's what bothers me. If I could quit this factory, if I didn't have those beasts, I'd buy myself some fancy clothes, hang out with artistes. But those cats are spoiled rotten, they're ungrateful too, and they lie around here sleeping. What can a poor man do? I keep a close watch on these cats of mine. I keep my eyes on both cats all the time. When I say stay, those cats obey. To save their hide, they stay inside. They make their beds each day and comb their hair. I line them up and march them down the stairs. I look around, those cats are there. Because they're mine, they toe the line. Because they're mine, they toe the line.
Pussy, 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 please come home.